With your Duster Today podcast report, I'm Reagan Hill. Our top story today, the LCU Honors College received a major endowment. With more, here's Albert McBride.
The Mabey Foundation has given LCU $3 million for their Honors College. The donation is set to enhance buildings, classrooms, and overall student experience for the newly named Honors College. At the press conference, several speakers unveiled the new plans for the Honors College because of the Mabey Foundation's donation. Dean Stacy Patty had this to say.
Well, number one, more scholarships. Number two, refurbished building and new programs.
In attendance at the event were President Scott McDowell, Executive Director of the Mabey Foundation, Mike Geke, and Provost Kent Gallagher. Dr. Gallagher has this to say about the Honors College.
Universities are judged by the quality of their Honors College experience and by the success of their Honors College graduates.
The Honors College has grown from 16 students in 2000 to over 150 students currently.
In other news, 99.1 SHAP Radio's sports broadcasting program added another sponsor. With more, here's Nick Teague.
The SHAP Radio Sports Network announces Circle K as its newest sponsor for the 2023-2024 academic year. Circle K will sponsor select statistics throughout each broadcast. Circle K joins Lake Ridge Chapel and Memorial Designers as sponsors of LCU's student-run sports broadcasting program. The SHAP Radio Sports Network was founded in January of 2022 and has broadcasted 80 athletic events for the Chaparrals and Lady Shaps.
Our last story of the night, LCU volleyball has gotten their 2023 season underway in an exciting fashion. With more, here is Nathan Carcino.
Lady Shap volleyball, with a 7-0 record, is off to the program's best start in 13 years since the team started 8-0 in 2010. The coaching tandem of 1993 LCU graduates Keith and Michael Gibney are in their third season with the Lady Shaps. They host another tournament this weekend at the Rip Griffin Center as LCU competes in the Lone Star Conference crossover, beginning play on Thursday, September 14th.
For the Duster Today podcast report, I'm Reagan Hill.